QSC, QSC, QSC. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. At 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for that? Please call KF6Q. A couple of announcements. Stand by. Okay, I'm back. My dog was trying to be a third-party helper this evening. Anyway, a couple of announcements. One is Owen Ferris will be doing a great demonstration and a reenactment of Nikola Tesla this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can get the information from the Performing Arts Center up here in Big Bear, which is where it will be held. They have all the information about the times and dates and anything else you might need. Also, if you're going to be in the Big Bear Valley on Friday, the AmJan will race bike race or event will be happening. Be coming through from Palmdale, hitting our valley somewhere between 12 and 1 o'clock, is approximately, and ending at Snow Summit. So be careful. Watch out for the riders, and you better get your stuff done early. A lot of streets will be shut down. All right, topic for the evening will be Field Day. We're going to talk about Field Day. It's coming up here pretty quick. We're going to use an article out of QST, the June issue. And Mike picked this out pretty good. Well, a couple of this and that we need to go over, and we'll get more into that over the next month or so. Anyway, stand by for that. Starting with our roster here, let's see, got a guy here on the top, WB6CLZ, Mike.
That's a good place to be. Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CLZ in Irwin Lake.
Hey, Mike, any issues with, Mike, my mic tonight as far as cutting out?
Yeah, just don't pull on that thing. No, it sounds pretty good here, Tom. I'll let you know if it does.
Hey, Roger that. Actually, I've been tugging on this thing, so maybe it went away. I don't know. A ghost in the machine, as they say. How about WB6CIN Cindy? Is she nearby?
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Hello, Cindy, our resident Tech Tuesday Gardner expert pro. All right, KA6CIA, George.
Good evening, Tom. KA6CIA.
Good evening, George. George, how's the temperature been down there?
Oh, it's great today. We didn't even turn the cooler on today. Just about an hour ago, we turned the overhead fan on. So fantastic right now.
Well, good deal. I talked to Dennis, who's in North Luzerne Valley, and I know the temperatures can get hot down there, but if it's actually dry, humidity is down, it's not too bad. Well, let's see if we have KE6RJ out there. Harry. I think he fell asleep. KE6QI, Nancy. And she's trying to wake him up. All right, how about KJ6HCS, Mike?
David and Tom, and that's KJ6HCS, no traffic.
Hey, Mike, how's it been over there up on the hilltop of Fonskin?
Nice and beautiful. Couldn't ask for better weather. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Mike. Hey, thanks for that. Courtesy check-in for your dad, K6EKX. And how about WA6ITC, Ron?
Yeah, from Lake Williams, WA6ITC. Good evening, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well.
Well, good evening there, Rod, and believe it or not, there was a day when there actually was a lake there. Well, you can see where it used to be. It just didn't hold water. It never did. That's why it's, we should call it Dry Lake Williams. Anyway, all right. Thanks for being out there, Rod. Appreciate that. How about KJ6FIL, Mike?
Hey, good evening, all. KJ6FIL.
Hey, Mike, good evening from Redlands down there, and like I said, anytime you need any, if we can help you out with that echoing thing, let me know. Send me an email. KJ6KDL, Jim.
KJ6KDL, kind of here with KDK, and KE6RJ caught me earlier and said he had to go to some sort of meeting. He was going to miss this one.
Okie dokes, well, that's fine. That's not a problem. At least he had honorable mention for him there. Jim, Rosemary, thanks for being out there. Appreciate that. And Rosemary, if you got that email about the Amgen possibly bringing Jim's recorder, that might be a cool thing. All right, anyway, moving on down the list here. Who do I have here? Let's see if this guy's out there. Sometimes he is. WB6PBZ. All right, Ray, good evening. Glad to see you check in this evening, and gotta take the hat off. Wearing many hats you are today as construction coordinator, I know. Hey, good luck on that. All right, KI6IQA, Kelly. He's probably out at the smoker. They're smoking something in the smoker. All right, K6GBL, Ron. Hey, nothing from Green Valley. How about N6BOP? Ann, are you out there this evening? And nothing heard, 86PL, Harold.
Evening, 86PL.
Harold, the big event. I forgot your announcement. Announce it. That air show at March Air Force Reserve. I believe that's that weekend coming up, this next weekend.
I believe it is 19th and something.
Yeah, roger that. And that's Saturday and Sunday. Forgot to announce that, sorry. Pretty cool event. It's every other year, put on by March Air Force Reserve. Great chance to see the Thunderbirds. Excellent show. I'm going to guarantee you that. Everything they have there is excellent. They do draw a huge crowd there. However, the tarmac is also huge. You can hide 100,000 people out there without a problem, so it doesn't even look like there's a drop. All right, Harold, well, thanks for checking in from Riverside. Moving on down to K6LCS, Quint.
K6LCS, good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Quint. Are you en route, or will you be able to join us this evening?
For the front half, absolutely. I'll be around. K6LCS.
Okay, Quint, glad to have you out there. Good deal. All right, moving on down here. Let's see, you got W6JLM, Judith.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone listening. I will be listening tonight along with W6KMM.
Well, good deal. Glad to have you guys out there. My neighbors. Let's see if he's out there. I know he is. He always is. How about W6AWL? Art, are you out there or are you eating dinner or barbecuing? We'll give him a chance to check in later. How about KJ6MFO? Jay, are you with us this evening? Nothing heard from Jay. How about KJ6PYV? Dave, another neighbor.
Good evening, Tom. This is KJ6PYV. Checking in from Sugarloaf.
Hi, Dave. Glad to have you listening in. Appreciate that. And pretty cool working with you guys this Friday, so you're going to enjoy it. How about K6YNW, Chris? Okay, Chris must be on vacation. W6POO, Chip.
Hi, good evening, Tom and Tech Tuesday folk. It's W6POO here in currently 90.5 degrees. Today was a top of 100. Tomorrow will be a cool 106. Back to you, W6POO.
But Chip, that's a dry heat. Is that correct?
Well, I call it a dry heat. But that's because I was sort of brought up not too terribly far from where you're at right now. If things go to plan, I'll be a high altitude person again soon. So it says here it's 16%, hot be hot.
Well, good deal. Sounds like you might be moving back up here.
Possibility. I'm looking at anything that is probably 6,000 feet or higher. and I know my way around that part of the mountains fairly well, and there's possibilities also for other mountain places. But it's there's going to be a change eventually. It'll take time.
Hey, Chip, good luck with that. All right, moving on down here, we have AE6CK, Victor.
Good evening, Tom and Vanette. Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Victor, I can, without a shadow of a doubt, tell you there is no snow in your driveway. Anyway, if you're not up here, you're missing all the great weather. But thanks for checking in from Santa Fe Springs. Hope to see you soon up here, and definitely see you at Field Day. KA6ROD, Rod. And nothing heard. How about K9AOG, Stephen from Long Beach?
Good evening, Tom and the Net. This is Stephen, K9AOG in Long Beach, and I'll be up on the mountain this weekend.
Well, fantastic, Stephen. This weekend we have, as a reminder, front way is going to be a little hard to get up Friday with Amgen. 38 is a better route. 18 is also a good route coming up through Lucerne. Also, this weekend we will be doing a testing session on Sunday and a class Saturday and Sunday for some new cert hams. We're hoping, but we know we'll have some new cert hams over in Angeles Oaks. So, anyway, that's for Randy Ridges over there. All right, moving on down the list, and I think I'm almost at the end of the list. Anybody else out there who would like to check in, please come back to KF6Q. Hey, I think I had two people in there. I had somebody who ended up with monitoring. Please come back.
Yeah, KD6LAN, we're going to be monitoring.
KD6LAN, got you here, Bill. Anybody else?
W6JET.
Ah, from Temple City there. Glad to have you out there, Ron. I'll get it right. Anybody else?
That's Rob.
I said Rob. It just sounded different. Okay, glad to have you out there. Anybody else?
W6MRK, Echo Link.
W6MRK, EchoLink. Sorry, did not check the EchoLink screen out of my eyesight at the moment. Glad to have you with us out there at EchoLink. Anybody else out there?
saying hi to everybody.
Okay, just the tail end of that. Please come back one more time.
F, hi.
Okay, well, we got somebody out there listening in and having a little difficulty there transmitting. That's okay. Anybody else?
She has wires turned on net control, K6LCF.
Okay, if you have the wires function turned on, please start transmitting for right now. We'll count to two and then talk. We're getting the front end of that's getting dropped off, and then we'll work on the wires function later. Please come back.
KJ6WFF.
KJ6WFF, Donna, okay. I know where that is on the FT-60, not too sure about the FT-6, the VX-6. Anyway, out there listening on the VX-6, familiar with wires, turn the wires function off. Come on back. Anyway, real quick, let's get the rest of the guest check-ins. Anybody else?
November 7, November Victor Bravo, Ed in Apple Valley.
Okay, Ed, one more time with the call sign. I was just getting my paper here. Go ahead, from Apple Valley.
Yes, good evening. November 7, November Victor Bravo, and that's Ed in Apple Valley.
Well, Ed from Apple Valley, glad to have you out there. November 7, 7. Pretty cool call sign. And Apple Valley, we do have a couple other, actually, Big Bear Amateur Radio Club people out there. They're not listening, I guess. Didn't call Christy. That's who I didn't call. Let's see. I'll have to look up her call sign. WB6LCY, Christy, are you out there? Did I pass you up? Guess I can get away with it. She's not there. Anyway, anybody else want to check in as a guest? And Ed, thanks for being with us this evening. Anybody else?
KJ6, Victor, Victor Golf, John in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got that as KJ6, Victor, Victor Golf, John in Los Angeles. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
John, thanks for being with us this evening. We always do light tech stuff here, nothing real too technical. Appreciate you joining us, and we do this every week. Anybody else out there would like to check in as a guest? Please come back.
A real quick comment, 86 Peel.
Yes, Harold, go ahead.
Concerning the air show out at March, there are no pets allowed, service dogs, that kind of thing, you know, the normal thing that's allowed anywhere. No alcohol, no drugs. Somebody told me last time that they were checking some, I don't know what set them off, but they were checking some people's stuff they were carrying in. They have at least a slight security check. I'm not sure how strict it is. But don't get all upset if they want to go through your trunk. 86 PO.
And KF6Q here with the group on the Tech Tuesday Net, every Tuesday that we can, 7 o'clock, 1900 hours. You know what, Harold? Yeah, I think they've always been that way with stuff you bring in. They kind of go through that stuff. I'm not sure what they allow. I know they do, or they used to, I mean, alcohol, as in Budweiser and Coors and all those populars out there. Vendors will sell stuff there. You cannot bring your own. BYOB is not applicable at that event, but they will sell you something. A lot of food out there. They have a few things I know that you can bring in. Definitely take a chair. Definitely take some sunscreen, and definitely, if you can, take some kind of an umbrella or something. A lot of tarmac. Really cool. You just kick back there and watch the show, go through all the stuff. Awesome event, really. It's like I look forward to this every other year, but I'm probably gonna miss it again. So, anything else, Harold, that you can remember about that?
No, everybody that's gone out, I've never been out there, but everybody's gone tells me it's really great. But the thing about pets is really important because you don't want to leave your animal in the car because there's a possibility that MPs will go through checking vehicles and they find a kid or a pet in a car away. Somebody's going to be in trouble. I know a guy that had a pet possum. He took it with him out there, and he had a major road racing trip to get back to Ruby-Doo, dump his possum, and then get back to the air show. So if they don't care what you have or anything of that nature, like I said, anything that's legal to take into a restaurant, well, you can take in out there, but otherwise, it's forget it, 86PO.
Ah, a pet possum. I even know people in Kentucky that don't have a pet possum. Well, no, they eat the possum. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's an unusual thing. Pets, yeah, not sure about that. Very cool, too, if you know somebody with the Air Force, and I do, but I can't get those special areas out there. Maybe next year. Good show, though. Excellent show. Got some great pictures of my kids out there. We've been out there, oh my gosh, for years, being in Riverside, so. Anyway, all right, well, good deal. I think we got all the guests checked in. One more call for guests. Please come back.
Quick comment.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been to quite a few air shows. You may want to take some ear protection if you've got a deal about sensitive real loud noise. They have no problem pouring on full throttle when the Thunderbirds or the other group. They can be a little
That is true. It does get loud. Like they say, if you don't like the sand, don't go to the beach. Anyway, yes, very loud out there. Hearing protection for the youngsters would be a good idea. But yeah, it does get loud. All right, one last call for guests. All right, moving on ahead here, Mike. A little bit of solar weather, maybe, if you got it out there, and don't know what's happening with the DX. You're the guy. Back to WB6CLZ. Tuesday, Tom and the group.
Hey, Tom, you cut out a little bit on the mic that time, I believe, but still Q5 copy, everything was okay, but a little bit of cut out. Okay, well, space weather this time is reporting 156, sunspot number of 156. Our solar flux index at this time is sitting at about 130 solar flux units, and last time I looked, I'm sure it's gone down a little bit. Maximum usable frequency was about 21.4 megahertz. Let's see. Well, I'm getting used to a new radio. I just got an Elecraft KX3, number 118, so pretty new radio. Just came off the line at Elecraft. So pretty steep learning curve. Worked a little bit of DX. Toronto, Canada with 5 watts. Gave me a 5x8 report. Very happy about that. And basically just playing around, working a little CW, a little sideband. And mostly in the States, so nothing really to brag about. One thing I should mention, though, we're coming up on the spring-summer sporadic e-season for 6 meters, so anybody that has a 6-meter rig, sideband rig, might want to kind of keep that monitor on 5125 in the afternoons, and maybe some exciting stuff coming up. Let's see, I think that's about all I've got here. Back to you, Tom. This is WB6CLZ.
Hey, Mike, anybody else out there, any comments on DX? If you have anything, please come back to KF6Q. All right, nothing heard out there. How about Quint, KJ6LCS. Anything new on the satellite horizon?
Nothing new. We do have astronauts that are going to dock with the ISS tomorrow, so packet will probably be turned off the ISS if you're monitoring packet as it goes over. For FM work, 50 and 27 are still working well for us. Break for a second. I emailed to Tom, knowing we were talking about field day, a couple things I saw in the Harbor Freight ad that are suitable for portable ops for SATs, portable ops for field day. One is one of those plastic-handled car jumper setups that they have for less than $30. I think it's a 10 or 12 amp hour sealed lead acid cell in it. It is not sonic welded, so you can take the case apart with six screws and put your own type of jacks and stuff you want to put on the panel. It's got a meter and stuff, but the price sounds good, and since you can open it, you can always replace the sealed lead acid battery that's inside of it. There's another item too. Break for a second. Usually used in the garage, a sit-on rolling cart. We put your tools in the bottom tray, and there's a little cushioned seat for you to sit on as you roll around. Man, I saw that, and I thought, my deep cycle marine battery is going on that bottom tray. And I might take that cushioned seat off and put a normal little shelf there to put a radio and speaker or a couple of radios and have a portable roll-around station. Anyways, a couple items that were like 50 or 60% off at Harbor Freight this week. Other than that, Tom, I really don't... tomorrow, I forgot the time. Go to NASA.gov. They will be carrying the docking of the Russian ship to the ISS tomorrow. They'll be carrying that live, and that just is it's extraordinary to watch, especially since it's all in HD now. That's all I've got, Tom, unless there's any questions. K6LCS.
Hey, Clint. Good deal there with that jumper. I know I have one just as a backup for jumping car batteries. They are actually pretty stout. Just got to make sure that you keep an eye on them, make sure that they're up and running. Very portable. Got a handle on them. Everything's contained. And like you say, if you can open that thing up and add a jack or two to interface with your radio, really, really good. Emergency mobile work. Anybody out there from ECS or CERT is listening, this is something really to have. You have this on hand. Put some power poles on that thing, connectors, whatever, will interface with your radio. Great deal. And I think, like you said there, it's like on sale, $34. We're not advertising for Harbor Freight, but it is a pretty good deal. If you don't know about this, we're just passing this information along. Anyway, anybody out there with questions for Clint on anything to do with the satellites, please come back now. All right, this is KF6Q, Tech Tuesday Net, every Tuesday that we can. Well, let's move ahead, and thanks, Quinn, for that report, and Mike, thanks for all your information with solar weather. Mike, we're coming up on field day, so we're going to start hitting a few more field day articles, since it's the event of the year, if you're a ham. Of course we're hams, that's why we're here. Now, June 23rd, 24th, it's the fourth full weekend, which is actually June 23rd, 24th, not the end of the month. And Mike, a couple things. We have Murphy's Law, Mother Nature, Father Time, all the others that seem to jump in there for field day. So if we're going to go into field day stuff, I guess we got to be weather, that's it. That's why it keeps popping up. You have to be ready for the weather. And Mike, what do you suggest for that?
Good question, Tom. Well, yeah, especially up here in Big Bear. You know, it may be a little bit early, but I don't know. We've already got a hurricane down south, and monsoons could be starting up a little early. You just never know. If that happens, by golly, we could get thunderstorms, we could get rain, we could get hail, just about anything. So that's something we've got to be prepared for. Be prepared to be able to disconnect your antennas, depending on what kind of towers you have up, maybe disconnect that and make sure it's grounded pretty well. Sometimes that can be a little difficult at field day. But I guess with weather especially, here in the mountains, anything can happen, and we need to be ready to be able to change things around so we don't have any lightning issues. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, and I think in over the last 3-4 years, we've been pretty fortunate that we've had, at the most, we've had maybe cooler weather, definitely cooling down at night, which is sometimes unusual for June, but we've had some cool temperatures. But basically, haven't had an issue too much with well, definitely not snow. Don't want to say that word. That's the bad word. No snow. That's a four-letter word we don't talk about right now. So, with that in mind, winds can whip up. If you've got temporary antennas set up, we will have those doing the final paperwork on Bear Mountain. The Big Bear Amateur Radio Club will be setting up again in the parking lot of Bear Mountain. And we do welcome all guests. Please come by. Help us operate. Have some fun. See what it's all about. But, Mike, with that, what do we do? Basically, if we tether these things off, we've done pretty well in the past, just to make sure they don't fall down. So they should be good for wind, I think, for what we've done in the past. Guy lines, whether they're ropes or something, I guess the key here is make sure whatever you put up temporary will stay there until you want it to come down. It doesn't come down on its own.
I fully agree with that, Tom. We've got to make sure everything is tied down, everything is bolted down when you can, and all the rest of that. But we've been lucky in the past, but you know, you've got to be prepared for that kind of thing. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Mike. Anytime you're working overhead and setting this stuff up, you have to be careful. Things can get dropped. If you're working, you're going to be working under people. You know, I'm going to say this is kind of, may sound silly, but sometimes a little hard hat, or if you're a CERT member, get your CERT hat out there, or whatever, do something, or stay out of the way. Tools can drop, pieces can fall, next thing you know, you got a big old lump on your head. If you're working on a ladder setting this stuff up, here again, make sure the ladder's not going to move before you're off of it, things like that. Well, Mike, I think there's a lot of different things here that can happen. Let's move on to some of the other issues here we have with field day. And operating status, a lot of different ways to operate. You can operate as a club. You can operate at home. Mike, you want to lead that off?
Yeah, last year we were 7 alpha, and that means we had 7 transmitters. We were running off generator power, but there's just so many different, Class D is home power. Class E is home power with emergency power. You can have solar power. Now solar, you get a solar QRP especially. You get a few extra points here and there. I know we get a few extra points for using the satellites. There's just so many different classes that you can operate in, and don't be embarrassed, don't feel bad, or anything like that if you're going to run a class just by yourself. As a matter of fact, I've got this new radio that I'm just jazzed about, and got a solar panel, got a six amp hour battery, and we may go up on the PCT and play around with that, and then we may come back and play with the BBARC field day too. So I mean, there's just so many things you can do. The basic thing is have fun and be safe, and that's the two biggies. Back to you, Tom.
KJ6BCK.
KJ6BCK, go ahead.
No, actually, I was just checking in. Sorry.
All right, Ed, I'm glad to have you out there listening. Appreciate that. Not a problem. like you said, we are Class A or Class Alpha, whatever, club or non-club portable. But you don't have to be that. If you want to operate, like you said, Mike, yourself, Class D is home. E is home with emergency power. A lot of different classes here. So, and the funny thing is that the Class B, Mike, which what you're saying there, which is one or two people operating together, And actually, that has got a huge percentage of the entire base of operators out there in field day. Looking for that number, Mike. I don't know if you see it out there, but huge, huge amount of people in that group that are operating like that, like you say. And actually, up here, what better could you have, for crying out loud? You've got the PCT, Pacific Crest Trail, way out here up the top of a mountain, 7,000 feet high. Definitely don't need a tower, I would say.
Absolutely not. I'm planning on either using a loop, a small loop antenna, or probably, I'm just going to work on the higher bands if we in fact do that. Probably just a dipole with a thrown up in the tree. I've got a little switchable ballast. That probably will be what I'll use on the dipole, and then back down with some coax into the rig, and like I say, battery power. So that's just about as simple as you can get. For the guys that don't want to do that, just your home station. I mean, it's having fun. The basic thing is having fun. And Tom, last transmission, not this one, but the one before, you did break out a little bit, so you still have a little issue with your mic, but it was just momentary. Back to you.
Yeah, it could be the press the talk button here or release to listen. They get mixed up. Anyway, one-third of all the operators on field day are running Class B. So that'll give you an idea. So if you do want to set up, we know we have a lot of other people that do set up here in Big Bear besides our club. And that's fantastic, because that's what it's all about, everybody out there having fun. Well, one thing here too, Mike, I guess we should talk about with operation. Now, as a club, it's a little bit different than operating by yourself. Obviously, if you're by yourself, you're an extra class, and you are the station control operator, here we go back to the details, then you can, whoever's operating, let's see, how does that work? Let's see, the control operator has to be the class who says where you operate and where you don't. So Mike, with you, you're an extra class, so you're good to go.
Well, yeah, that is true, and we will probably stay in the general class bands, though, because that's where everybody is at. And Cindy, WB6CIN, is a general class. So I think for peace and harmony in the family, we'll probably stay in the general class bands. Over to you, Tom.
KF6Q here and the Tech Tuesday group. Right, and what Mike's saying there, what you're saying is essentially you could be the control operator and actually allow Cindy to do the transmitting in the extra class, but you are the control operator. Basically, you can pull the plug. You're the one in control of the station. So, not picking on Mike and Cindy there, but that's pretty much how it works. It works the same way with a club. The club trustee of the club license may be an extra class. Usually it is. But in that case, we still need to have an extra class operator, control operator on site if there's somebody who's going to be operating out, in the extra class band. And that could be a tech class. You could be tech. You could be general. As long as the control operator present is an extra class. So very fine line there, but the rules and regs are available. By the way, I do have a complete printout of that. Email me at KF6Q, Kilo Foxtrot 6 Quebec, KF6Q at ARRL.net, and I've got this information downloaded directly from the ARRL. Good as gold, probably like a 10-point list, even if there's not 10 items on it. Gives you all the information if you have any doubts or any questions. This is all FCC approved, basically. In other words, you're not going to be breaking any rules for field day.
KF6Q, K6GVL.
Ah, GVL, Ron from Green Valley. Glad to hear you out there. How you doing?
Doing real well. Late check-in, and I'm from Torrance this evening.
Well, good deal there, Ron. Ron, do you participate in field day, or is that something that you don't mess with?
I haven't been messing with that at all. I just like Tech Tuesday and the ECS check in on Monday night with Central Mountain, and that's about what I do. And listen to you guys from time to time.
Well, good deal. ECS Central Mountain, and of course I'm the lieutenant for Bear Valley Division. We're Division D in this thing, Amgen, coming up. I'll bet you're involved with that. But you know, one thing here, Ron, and this is the kind of cool part, we do exercises with ECS because of what we are, what we do, San Bernardino County Fire. But the cool part is all ham radio operators on field day are basically setting up these emergency stations. Essentially, that is what field day is about. Setting up, emergency stations, or setting up your home station as an emergency station. This is where it all got started. Of course, it's a whole lot of fun and barbecues and camaraderie and, well, can't even, it's off the charts. So, but kind of cool thing. So anybody out there who is with ECS or CERT, this is kind of the cool thing. This is the nationwide ham-based setup training exercise. And it's a whole lot of fun with the barbecue. So anyway, Ron, glad to have you out there. Glad you could join us. Mike, now, anything else you can add? We're kind of getting toward the end of our little article here. But as far as safety, you've got a huge amount of years in electrical work. What do we got to watch out for there?
Well, yeah, we probably should mention that. And you forgot to talk about the food. You know, we're not eating sea rations or MREs, so that's another thing we got to talk about. Yeah, grounding is one really important thing because most of our power supplies are run off 120 volts. You know, the generators are generally ungrounded, but they are grounded as far as individually. But we don't generally pound ground rods in or attach to any cold water grounds or anything like that. So we have to make sure that all our connections are tight, that everything is good. Copacetic. Last year, I brought a non-contact voltage checker, which I highly recommend. You can go to the shell of your gear, the power supply, because usually your gear will run off 12 volts. Go to the shell of the power supply, go everywhere, and check and make sure that you don't have any stray currents or you don't have any ungrounded equipment. That's just asking for trouble. Back to you, Tom.
You know, and that's basically, like you say, with portable operation, we're running off the generator, stuff like that. If you're, you know, operating out of your house and you're a B-class or something like that, not a problem. Basically, and hopefully, all your stuff is already grounded and all that good stuff. But if you are out there portable, you're out camping, or you're sitting up in a, you know, mountaintop or a campsite, and you're throwing a wire over a tree, this is really the cool part. This has got to be the coolest part you can do. You go out with your, say, your RV or your camper or your even teardrop, if you have one of those guys, and get out there, you know, in the wilds and woolies. And if you're out in the desert, you've got no terrain in your way. If you're up in the mountaintop, you got elevation, so you got all these different areas you can go. But you're going to have power, and you're going to have power of some sort. And if it's not solar and you got a generator, just be very careful. Besides the electrical hazards, please stay away from the exhaust fumes. Carbon monoxide, very bad, very lethal. Anyway, anybody out there with any questions or suggestions or whatever on field day? This is our preliminary coverage of field day. We are coming up on that within a month. Please come back to KF6Q.
KJ6WFF, and I do have a question.
Okay, Donna, go ahead, and you can probably count to 1001, and you're clear of that wires thing, but go ahead.
It's because when I checked it, it said wires was off, so I don't know what the error is, but it apparently is not wires. Anyway, that's not the question. The question is, can you talk about what it means to keep a log, and are you going to do that at field day? And if so, how do we do that?
Well, there you go. That is a very good point there. Yes, we do keep a log. What we do, many different ways to do this. The first basic thing is a piece of paper. Another, there are many different ways out there to do it on a laptop. This is really cool. We used a very free program last year. I modified it to run as a portable on a flash drive, and we have this dispersed out to all of these. I have one for each band. Basically, the logging program does this, or if you're going to write a log, this is what you would do. You want to keep track of the call sign, category of the station. Now, we talk about different types, alpha, A, B, C, D, E, whatever, and there's a number in front of that, like we were last year for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, 7 Alpha. Break for a second. 7 Alpha meant we had 7 stations, and we were Alpha class, which essentially was we were operating as a club, portable mode, and of course we were all running off of generators. There's all these different categories were available online, but essentially the club always operates as an alpha mode. Then we're, you know, we are the orange section of the ARRL. So our classification is 7 alpha orange for last year. This year, depending on the number of stations, we'll have the number of stations and we will be alpha and still orange. We're still, we didn't move. We're still alpha mode, meaning portable and a club. And with that, this is what the other station will want, this information. They want our call sign. They want our designator. And that's about it. And you make that contact, and you move ahead and log this stuff down. So most of this stuff, break for 1 second. As we are doing this, the station has 2 people, usually. One is the person on the microphone, which we'll call the operator for this at this point, and the other person is the logger. Now, if you're not really familiar or you're not really gung-ho with getting on that mic, a lot of people start out as a logger. You can listen to what's going on. You're part of all the excitement, writing all this stuff down, and the thing is checking for duplicates. If we use software, the software will usually check for a duplicate and say, oh, wait a minute, somebody else already contacted him, or one of the other operators contacted him. Because basically, we don't expect somebody to sit on that microphone for like 12 hours, maybe a couple hours, an hour, or whatever, or 20 minutes. Does not matter. So as we change different people, the logging program is a really good way to keep track of who did what. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, the other guy already made this contact. So, Donna, any other questions?
Really helpful. Should I bring my computer? This is KJ6 WFS.
And KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday in the group. What we will do for the club field day at Bear Mountain, please, as all operators, we wish them to bring a computer. We have, and this is what we had set up, or I set up, and Mike helped me set this up last year, we have a little flash drive. Each flash drive has all the info, the program, it runs off that flash drive, and keeps track of everything. So if a person leaves, they take their computer with them. Somebody else sits down, puts a new laptop down. Simply, we plug in this flash drive program, runs off that. The auto start feature, of course, has been defeated by all this safety virus stuff that is out there to help us. But anyway, so we start the program up, and basically, it's right where the other person left off. So, pretty cool stuff. Real simple, that's about it. Otherwise, we use paper and pencil. And if you have possible duplicates or whatever, you have to really go through that. So a lot more difficult. Good to use paper and pencil temporary if you're not a good typist, and then log it in when you have a spare moment.
Good information. I will plan to bring my laptop. This is KJ6 WFF.
Okay, Donna, good deal. And if you're interested, also, don't forget we have AmChan happening this week, this Friday. And if you want to even just be an observer, might want to get in touch with me or Art, and we'll find some place you could go out. Anyway, anybody else out there, any questions or suggestions, please come back. All right, well, we'll stick around after the net for a bit. Mike, anything else to add before we close the net? We're getting close to 8 o'clock. WB6CLZ, what do you think?
KJ6BCK.
Ah, go ahead. Yeah, this is when they all speak up. Hang on there, Mike. Go ahead, Adam.
Actually, I was thinking of perhaps, like, just for the net, not for the... thing. I was thinking more like talk about the interesting applications of electricity. Like, for example, I'm sure many of you have heard, and possibly some of you have not heard of, a theremin.
Okay, Adam, you want to go ahead and elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay, well, a theremin, I do believe it was either, I think it was invented, if I'm not mistaken, by a Russian by the name of, well, I guess our translation would be theremin, and I think it was 1919, it was in the teens, but it was actually originally designed as a proximity sensor, and what it is essentially a capacitor, and you know, although it looks like an antenna with two antennas, it's actually a capacitor, and the two plates of the capacitor represent the controls for the pitch, which is the tall antenna, and the volume, which is the sideways antenna that looks sort of like a non-complete loop. And so an operator of a theremin would actually place their hands in close proximity, ergo the proximity sensor, of each antenna, and then control the sound and the volume of the device, and thus the first electrical instrument was born.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah, I think I have seen those. They were used, really got popular in the 50s and 60s, and a pretty good deal. Maybe we can touch base on that on one of our future Tech Tuesdays. Anyway, other questions on our current topic and before we close Tech Tuesday?
Just got out again.
I'm sorry, was I cutting out?
Right, just before I told you, and then you just keyed up, started to speak, and it went again. 86 Bill.
Yeah, I have a big hammer here. We'll fix this, Mike. Okay, good deal. Don't know what that is. I think it's actually in my mic switch is what I think it is. Mike, anything else to add before we close?
Very, very cool about the Either Wave Theremin. Those are very cool. Robert Moog of Moog Music invented those. That's kind of exciting. And it does have an antenna, and it does have an oscillator. So, yeah, we should talk about that. Anyway, I a little premature. We'll probably catch this in the next one or one prior to field day. But Donna or anybody else that might be interested in kind of getting to speed, one of the programs, and Tom, I think you're still going to use the Squirrel SQ. UIRL program. I think that's what we used last year. And then the CW guys used N1MM. So if anybody wants to familiarize with those and confirm that that's what you're using, Tom, familiarize the program. Very simple, though. You really wouldn't need to. But if anybody wants to take a look at it, just Google that, and you should have all the information. Good net tonight, Tom. Field day is always close to my heart, and I look forward to that every year. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, I think the issue is actually in my mic switch now that it seems to be what's acting up more. Not sure. I've got a little click in it before it really decompresses all the way here, compresses. So, anyway, well, good deal there, Mike. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody else for joining us out there. Of course, we'll always stand by here after the net for a little bit in case somebody thinks of something, but appreciate all the guests who checked in this evening and everybody else. Hopefully you will join us again next week at 7 o'clock, 1900 hours, Tech Tuesday, right here on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. Thanks again for listening. To return the repeater to normal use, this is KF6Q.
WFF. Mike, Tom, thanks for the information on the logging program. Would you repeat that, Google, you said squirrel?
Yeah, the program was squirrel. Donna, if you want to send me an email, I can give you links to this stuff. Probably be the easiest way. Send me an email to kf6q@arrl.net. And then I'll send this stuff back to you as a reply. And squirrel is the one we use for basically, I think Harry found this thing last year. Pretty cool stuff. And if you can, you want to look into that. The other one, a little more advanced, actually for CW stuff, really a much better program, but it also is, you know, for a lot of HF stuff, that's a little bit above and beyond squirrel. So anyway, if you want to do that, send that to me and I'll try to get that back to you as soon as possible.
Hello, this is KJ6WFF off.
Okay, Donna, is there any of that, well, is that little atomic symbol showing up anywhere on your screen?
Turn it off.
Okay, I didn't even catch, all I caught was the last word and a half. Go, one more time.
Okay, this is KJ6WFF. No, it doesn't appear to be on the screen.
Okay, let me see if I can do a little research on that for the VX6. So, anyway, good deal. Send me an email and I'll try to get that other stuff back to you. Maybe I'll also have an answer for your, whatever they call it, the wires function, but whatever it is. So. Not a problem. And thanks for joining us this evening, Don. I appreciate that. This is KF6Q.
Donna, it didn't sound like the beep was on the last transmission. KE6RJ and...